So we're getting started. Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come once again repenting of every sin that I've committed knowingly and unknowingly. Was it my thoughts, my words, my actions, or my deeds? I'm asking you, Lord, to please forgive me, creating me a clean heart and renewing me a right spirit. I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to take me out of the flesh and allow your Holy Spirit to rise up in me. For truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and I will rejoice and be exceedingly glad in it. Lord, I just plead the blood of Jesus, Lord God, all over this service on today, Lord. And I ask in the mighty name of Jesus that not my will, but thy will be done in this service, Lord. I'm asking you, Father, to guide us by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. And Father God, let nothing be said that you don't want said today, Lord God. Nothing to be done that you don't want done today, Father. But Lord, I'm asking you to meet your people right where they are, Lord. You see the needs in your people's lives. You know what's going on, Lord God. And so, Lord, we ask in the name of Jesus that you will destroy every work of darkness in your people's life, Lord God. I'm asking the Lord God, we come in the name of Jesus. First of all, I come, Lord God, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. I bring every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ. And I'm asking you, Holy Spirit, to just rest and govern this service even now in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, Lord, I'm asking it, Lord, as we come before you today, the Lord, let no one leave the same way that they came on to this service, Lord God. But Father, allow your people to leave changed, Lord God, by your word and by your spirit that brings new life. And so, Lord, we just want to give you praise. We want to give you glory. We want to give you honor. In the name of Jesus, I pray and I ask it all, Lord. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how Jesus, because he first loved me. I'm singing, oh, how I love Jesus.
Oh, glory to God.
Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus, because he first love me. I'm singing, oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love how I love Jesus, because he first loved me. I'm singing, oh,
how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Because he first loved me. Oh, he loved me. Hallelujah. Oh, glory, hallelujah, Lord. Here's for all your love. That I am what I am. It's all because you love me that I'm here today. I love you. I love you, Daddy. God. Come on and bless him. Hallelujah. Come on and bless him, hallelujah. Come on and bless him, hallelujah. For the Lord is worthy. He's worthy. Praise the Father, the Son.
Oh, glory!
And the Holy Ghost, for they are one. Praise the Lord. Praise him, for he was. He's worthy to be praised. Praise the Lord, all his people. Praise the Lord, all his people. Praise him.
Ukaya dabo siki ala dabo she.
Hallelujah. Tila tua tamaya desine. Hallelujah. Your Lord, I began saying it. Hallelujah, Lord. He loves somebody, let the rubber on the air. He loves the sun, let the rubber on the air. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. God is able to do exceedingly abundantly. Above all you can ask or think, according to his purpose in your life. Come on and bless the Lord right now, right where you are. For God is holy. He sees everything you're going through. He knows everything about you. Ela yona senela talalito kabala latisene. God knows everything about you. Hey! God knows everything about you. Ela no ela baseke inaya. Hola yele ayandela yandela yandela layo tomo. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord.
Yalosa. Honda Yamahane Sendine. I hear the Spirit of God saying your breakthrough is coming. Niana Niano Tamayet Kedoni. Hila Dandalamote Nesekin Ananjo. Hallelujah. We praise you, Almighty God, hallelujah. Hear the Lord say, and the Sumer. I hear the Lord say, I am with you. I'm with you, my beloved. I'm with you, hallelujah. I hear him saying, hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Oh, glory.
We've been enduring for a night.
Oh, glory to God.
Joy comes in the morning light.
Woo.
Hold on, no, no, my sister. Hold on, hold on, my sister. Hey! Lord said, I see you, I see you, I see you, I see you. Hey! I see you, I see you, I see you, I see you. Hey! I see you, I see you. You said, Lord, above us, like I do.
Why every relationship I get into don't work out right?
Hell, I said, I'm not sure, I hide.
He said, let me lead and guide you.
Hold on, send the leg in the old matter. Kundalahana Sandy and the Hora. Hurababa said the landy nana. Kunda send the kidnail and the noche. Hallelujah. 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 Glory, hallelujah. I hear the Spirit of God saying, I'm with you. Hallelujah. Hilando. Hilandianto sendiata. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Just give God praise on today. Because he's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. I'm trying to get into the word of God, but there's a lady that's on here. You're not a member of this church. And I keep picking you up real strong in the spirit. And I keep hearing the Lord saying, I am with you. I am with you. And he's like, I'm with you. Give it to me. Give it to me. And like I said, you're not a member of this church. And there's some things that I've seen you, some things I've seen you crying about here recently. And the Spirit of God said, daughter, I was right there with you. He's like, I was right there with you through it all. He said, no, I have a plan for you.
Hey.
He said, and you got to seek my face. He said, as you seek my face, I will guide you. I will give you the instructions. Hallelujah. And I will heal the brokenness. I will heal the hurt. The pain. Hallelujah. And I will give you truth about it. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You need truth. Oh, my Sunday love the sote. Me la soto kunda shederia. Dolande la sanone. The daylight is coming. I heard the Spirit of God saying, the daylight is coming. Oh, la senderina do. He said, just hold on. Just hold on. Just hold on. Hold on. Weeping and doing for a night. But joy comes in the morning. I know you all might hear a baby kind of like in the background. That, you know, don't worry about it. She be all right. I'm babysitting. She be okay. The Spirit of God, he just wants me to come by here on today and just speak a word about the changes that are coming. You know, a while back in this ministry, I've given a lot of prophetic insight on things that
was going to take place. And a lot of things that I've said have already taken place or in the midst of taking place. And the Spirit of God is, you know, he's dealing with me about how the people are not ready for what's getting ready to roll out, what's getting ready to come down. And I don't know what it is, but I was in the Spirit on last week. And as I was in the Spirit of God dealt with me. I had forgotten that it was a Jewish holiday I think that was Tuesday, October the 4th. And if you've been following the stuff that I've been putting on the website, I put that little brief 12-minute thing on Facebook, on our Facebook page. You know, the Facebook page is We Are More Than Conquerors Outreach Ministries Incorporated, because you got to put the whole name in order to get it, because it's a lot of We Are More Than Conquerors for some reason on Facebook. Huh? No, the experience happened to me on the 4th. The 4th was the holiday. That was the next day when you said something. No, that was the 4th. The Tuesday was the 4th. Tuesday was the 4th. I had put it on the Facebook page. So it's also on the website, because you know if it's on the Facebook page, it's on the website. And so our website is wearemorethanconquerors.com. You know, it's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Like I said, you can get the stuff, you know, on the website. You can get the services and different things there. But the Spirit of God dealt with me very intensely on that day. And so the thing that I recorded was about 1 something in the morning, and I put it on Facebook. But later on that day, I had an even greater experience with God than I did doing the stuff that I had put on there. Them in the wee hours of that morning. And one of the things God kept on dealing with me about is that the people are not ready. He was like, the people are not ready for the things that are going down. And there's this thing, and I know, because I know I've preached it myself, where you know, people got this thing, well, it's going to turn around. It's going to turn around. I'm like, there's a lot of stuff already sitting in place. If you can't feel I'm saying the word wrong. Say the word for me, because I'm saying it wrong. The evilness.
Animosity.
Sometimes I get tongue twisted. Animosity that's taking place between those who are churched and those who are walking in the Spirit.
Hey.
And that animosity is going to get stronger. It's the very thing that's going to show who's really saved versus who's not really saved. And it's real strong, because there's this thing that's going on in the church where people are not teaching the truth of the Word of God, the reality of the gospel. And the reality of the gospel is supposed to change your life. When you come in contact with the reality of the gospel, when you truly come in contact with Jesus for real, your life changes.
Yeah.
Your life changes. Your thought processes about things, about yourself, and about people around you change. Because God takes the blinders off, and he allows you to see. And so the scripture says that he doesn't do anything on the earth until he first revealed it to his servants, the prophets. That is true. God does not do anything on the earth until he come and he reveal it to those who are walking with him very closely. You know, and you can be a person that has a mantle of a prophet on your life, or you can have the gift of prophecy. But if you're not walking with God, and that's what's happening right now, because you see it all the way around. There's a lot. The scripture says the gift is without repentance. Everybody is not walking with God for the same thing. Everybody is not in this gospel for the same reason.
Yeah.
Some people are in this gospel to make a name for themselves. Some people are in this gospel to make money. And so, you know, I didn't ask to be in this gospel. I'm just going to put it out there. You know, because, you know, I that's the one thing I think that keeps me grounded, because I understood before God ever called me to, before he ever established me in what he called me to be, I understood
the groundwork of it. I understood the cost of it. And it's cost me a lot in my life. So it amazes me when people be thinking, oh, I can get it for nothing. No, you can't get it for nothing. It cost me a whole lot.
That's right.
And I'm not talking about money.
No.
Hey. It cost me a whole lot.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why when people sit back and they say the different things that they say and all this kind of stuff, I'm like, you don't know, because the scriptures let us know that there is a cost behind this.
Yeah.
When you lay down the God, but is it worth the cost? Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Because this side that we're on is not going to last always. There's an eternity that we're going to wake up to one day. And the thing is, are you prepared for that? I don't want to get into that part of it. God wants me to get into the part about the events and things that's leading up to the rapture. He wants me to talk about how people are not prepared and how they're going to be left here. And so how do you know that this stuff is getting closer and getting closer? Look at the church. The church is so darn commercialized. It's a place of entertainment more than it is a place of the truth of the gospel. You people get offended when you tell them the truth.
Yes.
Because they're not used to hearing the truth. They're used to hearing, pat me to sleep, pat me to sleep, bake a man, all this kind of stuff like this. We pit patty, we gonna come on. If that's not what it's about. I put a statement out on Facebook. And when I had put this out on Facebook, I felt someone get offended behind it. And I kept trying to say, Lord, what? It wasn't a statement. It was a question. And I was like, what in the question would make a person get offended is what I couldn't understand. The question was, is your Christian life? And that was the same day that I had that experience with God. And I'm going to get into that in a minute. I'm working up to it. The question was, is your experience with God about the happy life, or is it about the truth of Jesus Christ and his return? Do you know someone got offended out of that question? And I was sitting back saying, God, what would make somebody get offended out of that question? And the Spirit of God began to deal with me. He said, Tamara, he said, because think about majority of what's being preached. He's like, majority of what's being preached is the happy life.
That's true.
You know, you get saved. Yes, you get saved. You get the man or woman of your dreams. You're going to drive the vehicle you want to drive. You're going to live in the biggest house you want to live. And the Bible clearly says, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul?
Okay.
Matter of fact, let's look at that verse right there in another translation. I want to go to that verse, because when I was saying that, the Holy Spirit said, go there. Give me 1 second to pull it up. And so what I'm saying is, a lot of people are not yielded to the Holy Ghost. I know I'm different, and I know I'm not the only one out there, but God got other people that have not bowed down their knee. He got people that's really serving him for real. And I'm like, I believe in being led by the Spirit of God. And I know that there's others like me out there that truly believe in being led by the Spirit of God. But for the masses, that's not true. It's about a ritual. We're going to go here. We're going to do this and we're going to do that. And I want to get into some stuff too. Let me find this right quick, because I want to read this to you in another translation. Okay, we're going to go to Mark chapter 8. So we're in Mark chapter 8. I'm going to pull up the parallel because I want to read it in another translation. I'm going to read it in the basic English as well as the King James. So here we are in Mark chapter 8. And if you drop down, I'm going to start at verse 31. I think it's a good place to start. It says, and he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected of the elders and of the chief priests and scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again. And he spake that saying openly, and Peter took him and began to rebuke him. But when he had turned about and looked on his disciples, he rebuked Peter, saying, get thee behind me, Satan, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but the things that be of men. And when he had called the people unto him with his disciples also, he said unto them, whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake in the gospels, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Now let's look at it in the basic English. In the basic English, it says, in teaching them, he said to the Son of Man, in teaching them, he said that the Son of Man would have to undergo much and be hated by those in authority, in the chief priests, in the scribes, and be put to death, and after 3 days come back from the dead. And he said this openly, and Peter took him and was protesting. But he turning about and seeing his disciples said sharply to Peter, get out of my way, Satan, for your mind is not on the things of God, but on the things of men. And turning to the mass of people with his disciples, he said to them, if any man has the desire to come after me, let him give up all other desires and take up his cross and come after me. Whoever has a desire to keep his life will have it taken from him. And whoever gives up his life because of me and the good news will keep it. What profit has a man if he gets all the world with the loss of his life? Now, when a lot of people look at that, they think just the physical life being taken, but eternity is your real life. This life that you're living, it's nothing but a cocoon, if you want to put it like that. It's like a cocoon. It's like a place that you're developing, like when a child is being developed in their mother's womb. And the scriptures talk about how Jesus said he knew us even in our mother's womb. And the Lord talks about how he fashioned us in our mother's womb. Well, when we're here in the earth, it's like earth is a womb. And just like our bodies were fashioned in our mother's womb, our spiritual body, our soul is being fashioned here in the earth. Our soul is being fashioned in the earth. Your soul is your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's the true you. And that's the true you that lives on. Now, I know we live in an age and time where people, they seem to translate the spirit and the soul back together. They intertwine them, but your spirit is actually different from your soul. Your spirit is what's regenerated when you get saved. Your spirit is automatically regenerated because it was dead unto God. And it's immediately regenerated. Your spirit is immediately saved. So it's awakened. It's alive. It's alive so you can now have communication with the Spirit of God. Because the scriptures tell us that the Spirit of God, he knows the mind of God. And the Spirit of God also, he bears witness with our spirit. Not with our soul, but with our spirit that we are the sons of God. And so as he bears witness, I had to get something to drink because I'm kind of thirsty. As he bears witness with our spirits that we are the sons of God, the Spirit of God begins to deal with us. And as we develop our spiritual walk, you know, and this is the only way I can tell you this. So every time God has me to go here with this, he always has me to relate it back to other religions. If y'all look at the Buddhist monks and everything, they spend long hours in meditation. So Christian meditation is different from their meditation, but we still have our meditation. Our meditation is on the Word of God. And it's and it's in us going up in the spirit where we get into true worship with the Lord, and we might sing songs of Zion to the Lord. We might sing songs to let him know how much we love him, how much we, you know, how much we appreciate him, all these kind of things, you know, where we adoring him and all these things. And we get into the zone where when we really are meaning this from the bottom of our heart, the Spirit of God himself comes into where we are. And the Bible says that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. And so there is no liberty when the Spirit of God is not there. You're not free to worship God the way you're supposed to worship God if the Spirit of God is not free to do what he want to do. And that's the reason why in every service, I welcome the Holy Spirit to do what he want to do. Because I'm like, God, this is not your this is not my service. And these are not my people. These are your people. And I'm like, Lord, you got something that you want to say. There's something you want to minister to your people about. There's something that you want to hear. You want your people to get something out of. When you leave the presence of God, you should leave renewed. I was out of town one day recently, and I was talking to a lady in the store, and she was telling us about her church, and she was telling us about different experiences and stuff. And so I told her, I said, yeah, I understand what you're talking about. I've been in places like that where I felt like when I left out of there, I'm like, man, I could have had a V8. I said, because when you leave, you should leave renewed. Now, since I'm getting into this, God now want me to go into the other part I'm talking about. So in churches, a lot of times today, it's not about the Spirit of God. Some people get caught up in emotionalism. So you know how the height of the music brings an emotional thing. Now, although the Spirit of God do operate in music. No, don't get me wrong. He operates in music. But there's a trickering for those who understand the arts of the ministry of song. You know, so I'm a songwriter. I write songs. You know, God won't let me sing them on these things because there's thieves, you know. And so, he has me put all my stuff, log all my stuff in because, you know, that's why you hear me singing a lot of older songs when I come on instead of singing the songs that he give me. I have a lot of songs. And so, the Spirit of God, when people do this, they're singing something. And I'm doing this without music, you're missing the element that I'm talking about when you come into this service, because I'm doing it without music. But when you add the element of music in, music all by itself can bring a person to a certain height. If you think I'm wrong, step outside of gospel and experience other music. When you hear music. Music does something. I'm not talking about the words. I'm not talking about lyrics to people here. Just music by itself is a language all by itself. And music will cause a reaction. Yeah. Music will cause you to do something. The music can cause you to feel depressed, because I've heard some very depressing music. Music can cause you to be happy, upbeat, and what, you know, whatever. That's why I'm very particular about what I listen to. I'm even particular about what gospel artists I listen to. I don't listen to everybody. Yeah, because I'm asking God, I don't want anything dumped into my spirit that shouldn't be in my spirit, or dumped into my soul that shouldn't be in my soul. I'm looking for the Spirit of God. Where the Spirit of God is, there is liberty. Where the Spirit of God is, there's healing. And I said, man, when I be listening to artists, I can tell when they in sin. I can tell you what sin they in and everything else. And that stuff get infiltrated. So, you know, we got this thing of multiplication, because I know you all have heard me talk about it. I know I'm talking fast, y'all. I'm in the spirit. This thing about multiplication that I told you about, how we supposed to multiply spiritually, that stuff happens in the music. Yeah. And so what has happened in the church, we got a lot of demonic activity that has multiplied throughout the church. And so the church has gone to sleep because of the fact that there are leaders in place that was like, man, I just want to entertain the people. I want to keep the people in the seats. I want to have the best choir, but let's talk about who was in the choir. Before they got to the choir, had they been dedicated unto the Lord? Had they been spending time with the Lord Jesus, or have they been spending time with the devil? You know, all right, you know, and some people like, well, now the scripture tells us that everything, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Yes, we are all supposed to praise the Lord. But when you're talking about leadership roles, where you're up before the people and you're releasing into people's life, I take very seriously what I do. Decisions that I make in my personal life, I think about the people that I am the pastor to. I think about the people who's going to listen to me out on the airways. I think about the people. And that's why I don't let everybody lay hands on me either. I think about all these things because I don't want to transfer anything into anybody's life that is not of God.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and the transferring, this thing of transference and multiplication is real. That's the reason why the church is asleep right now. Because back in the day, like when my parents were growing up, a lot of preachers were very serious and they were very strict about certain things, and so they didn't allow certain things to go on in the church, and that was rightfully so because of the fact that the stuff that is being released into people's lives, people walk away and they find themselves in situations that they wouldn't ordinarily find themselves in, and they wonder, okay, well, how did I get here? You know, why all of a sudden I have this urge? Why all of a sudden do I have this, you know, this urge? Why all of a sudden I want to do this or I want to do that? And so God, a long time ago, he started dealing with me about purging. He started dealing with me. When I say purging, everybody always quick to think about throwing up. Those are antics. I always tell people that throwing up crap is antics. The throwing up. The doing all this stuff. Don't get me wrong. There are some real cases where God actually has it to come up like that. That's not what I'm saying. But a majority of it be antics. And see, Satan likes to play with people's minds. Those who are not in the spirit for real, they be thinking, oh, when that person threw up, they really got rid of it for real. And I be sitting there because I'm a deliverance minister. I had a lady one time tell me there wasn't a such animal. I'm like, whatever. I'm like, because I know what God done called me to do. And so he dealt with me very clearly before I even got all the way into the gospel. God showed me what I was supposed to be doing. Matter of fact, I've had many experiences with it. And so, you know, those are answers. I would be sitting there looking at people. They be throwing them. Everybody thinking, oh, they got them. No, that thing ain't out of there. It's still up in there. They're sitting up there looking at you, laughing at you. Because they know that it knows that you don't see it. But I see it. And so, you know, that's the reason why when I talk about in the spirit realm, those who are spiritual versus those who are religious, who are churched, why the animosity is getting so strong. Because so people like me, I don't care what people say with their mouths. I can care at least, but people can say everything they want to say. I'm looking right there at them in the spirit. I'm like, man, I see you. See, and it gets people angry. Because they're like, why can't I fool you? I'm not being led by myself. I'm being led by the Holy Spirit. I see you. And so when you see something very clearly, the enemy cannot stand those whose eyes have not been closed through money. Let me tell you something. I've had secret societies to seek me. Let me tell you something. Some of these churches right here in Dallas are part of secret societies. How I know is the devils themselves told me themselves, came to me and told me, hey, you know what? You want to make a ministry? We can give you one. We gave this church this. We gave that church that. I mean, bro, they meet. Y'all don't understand. See, you know, everybody don't, you people don't tell you the truth. See, because one thing about it, I'm not afraid of the devil and I'm not afraid of men. I sure not. So I'm going to tell the truth. And so the Spirit of God, that's why I be looking at people like, how you going to tell me? And I know. I know that I know. I've gotten letters, y'all, from these secret societies where they promised me you want a big ministry, you want wealth, you want fame. I'm like, I don't want none of that. See, you got to understand, they had no place in me because I didn't want it. If anybody who's heard my testimony, I've told you that my major, my bachelor's degree is in theater arts. If I wanted fame, I could have had it a long time ago. But the thing is, I'm dead in those areas. I can care least about them. Like, I don't care about being famous. I'm like, I don't care nothing about money, and I don't care nothing about things. And so all I care about is my soul being right. Because I want to see Jesus for real. I don't got time. All this stuff that the enemy tries to dress up in the world and look glamorous to you, is nothing compared to being in the presence of God for real.
Yeah.
And that's why he said a lot of people going to say, Lord, Lord. And he's going to say, depart from me, you workers of iniquities, I knew you not. So when we look at these scriptures and he said, what profit a man to gain his whole world and to lose his soul? This is highly important. It's a question that we should search ourselves for and say, wait a minute, you know, Lord, you know, what is the, you know, the deal with this? So you get into this thing about this spirit realm. And spiritualists, you know, a lot of people, I have to correct them when they're talking to me because they start talking to me about religion. I'm not a religious person. I worship God in spirit and in truth. And so you got to understand there is nothing in me whatsoever that agrees with a lot of the things that I've seen. God has shown me, he's shown me a lot of things that I do not agree with whatsoever. And so the Spirit of God came to me a long time ago and was dealing with me about purging, because you got to be clean of stuff in order for you to see what's going on in reality. Man, people don't even realize what's coming down the pipe. I mean, a lot of this stuff has already been set up. It's already been set into position. A lot of these people don't even realize a lot of the stuff that's going on between governments right now, that is nothing but a show. That's all it is a show. It's a show because there's a lot of agreements that have been made in secret that you don't know anything about, because you believe everything that come out of these people's mouths. Y'all just believe everything they say. And because you're not going up in the spirit realm and to be able to hear what's really been said and what's really been done. There's been a lot of agreements. There's been a lot of agreements and pacts of blood. Okay, so you know, so there's a lot of stuff that's coming down the pipe. And if you are a true Christian, get ready. If you crazy enough to believe that persecution is not coming your way, if you are a true Christian, keep on sleeping. Because there's things that God showed me that was getting ready to happen. The things that's already been in place. God was showing me where the enemy was setting had set demons in places, in different regions and coming out of different places to literally come directly after those who were serving God for real. And he wants the true voice of God to be shut down in earth. He doesn't want people to talk to people about being changed for real. So when you start talking about the gospel, and so when I asked that question on that Tuesday morning, I said, in the question, I said, is your Christian life about the happy life, or is it about the truth of Jesus Christ and his return? Now, check this out. He said, in teaching them, he said that the Son of Man will have to undergo much and be hated by those in authority. Now, check this out. Y'all, I've been hated by a lot of folks. Though some of them have been in authority. Some of them have been spiritual authorities and stuff. It said, in the chief priests and the scribes, and be put to death, and after 3 days come back from the dead. So some of these things true believers are going to experience, some of these things. And he said, and said this opening, and Peter took him and was protesting. So you're going to be hated, just put it like that. And if you one of those people that think, oh, Christianity is about us all getting along and loving each other, yes, we are supposed to love our enemies. But it does not mean that we're going to all get along and love it. You loving your enemy don't mean your enemy going to love you. And when you start talking about the truth about love, because love is not what you think it is. I remember one day God had me to do a study on some stuff and to break down some things. And he was like, people's eyes are closed and stuff. Just because you love somebody don't mean you have to intermingle with them. Because in the sense of loving somebody, sometimes loving somebody means you got to step back from them for real. And you know, and I don't care how many times I tell people this, people get angry with me. I'm like, look, man, I'm going to do what God tells me to do. I don't play games. When it comes to God, I do not play games. And so, you know, when you're talking about loving people, you have to step back, because you know, you can see what's going to happen. You already can see it. I be already knowing. I be like, man, I don't care what you say out of your mouth. I know what's going to happen. God already showed me. And so he said, and then he said, and he said this opening, and Peter took him and was protesting. And he turning about, seeing his disciples, says sharply to Peter, "Get out of my way, Satan. For your mind is not on the things of God, but on the things of men." So, you know, you got to understand this was during the time that Jesus was letting them know that, you know, hey, man, he getting ready to lay down his life. Peter didn't want to hear that. But that was Peter's standpoint from his flesh. It wasn't the Spirit of God. Because the very purpose of Jesus coming to this earth was for him to die and be resurrected. And so he said, he turning about and seeing his disciples said sharply to Peter, "Get out of my way, Satan, for your mind is not on the things of God, but on the things of men." And so this is where the problem comes in the church. This preaching of the happy life has been to put people in the church mind on the things that the Gentiles, you know, desire. Remember Jesus had already told his disciples before. He said, don't ask these things and this kind of stuff right here. He said, because even the Gentiles seek and ask after this. He was telling them, you need to be seeking for the kingdom. You're supposed to be teaching them about seeking for the kingdom. People ain't seeking for, not teaching about people seeking for the kingdom. The kingdom is not being taught. And so he said, but on the things of men. So he's telling him, he said, for your mind is not, he said, but he turning about and seeing his disciples said sharply to Peter, "Get out of my way, Satan. For your mind is not on the things of God, but on the things of men." This is so true. And so what happens is in the church, you might have a leader sitting there who's really got their mind on God. But if they got their ear to something that is not of God, then it turns the ministry. It turns what they say. You know, say that's the reason why that stuff I don't believe in. And that's nothing that people get mad at me about, because I have total freedom in this ministry because I started this ministry. I don't believe in that stuff about when pastors are hired in, because their hands are tied. They'll never become a real pastor because they have to report to some board. They can't do what God is calling them to do. There's a restriction. And so when you start a ministry, yeah, you got to deal with the hardships of everything you go through to get it started, to get it up and working, to get it, you know, doing this. Man, I've been doing this thing now for 19 years. Do you understand? I've been through a whole lot of stuff, have seen a lot of stuff. I've seen people do all kinds of evil things in the ministry. So when you see this stuff, you know without a shadow of a doubt what is going on. And so he says, in turning to the mass of people with his disciples, he said to them, "If any man has the desire to come after me, let him give up all other desires." Bingo. People do not want to give up what they desire. That's the reason why these ministries like the Rock On, oh, he came that you have life, have it more abundant, make you think, oh, he came for you to have a rich and famous life. Yes, you're supposed to have this $1 billion mansion just like me. You're supposed to have 10 cars and all this stuff, 20 cars and all this stuff to make you be how you're a sister of God. That's a lie from the pits of hell. Because when I get to heaven, I promise you I'm going to have a mansion. And so Jesus said, he said that in his word. Jesus said, I go away to prepare a place for you. And he told him, he's going to come back for you again. He said, because in my Father's house are many mansions. If not so, I would not have told you. Trust me, I've seen them for myself. Honey, I've seen different parts of heaven for myself. I know heaven is real. I know that heaven is a true place of residency. Just like I know hell is too. Done seen it too. Seen different parts of it too. So that's why people be saying this, that, oh, it's a fantasy. You can fantasize all you want and call it whatever you want to call it. Because if it's a fantasy to you or a dream to you, then you're not a Christian. Because that means you call Jesus a liar. And I don't understand. I said, Lord, I don't understand these things. So he said, and turning to the mass of people with his disciples, he said to them, if any man has a desire to come after me, let him give up all other desires and take up his cross and come after me. Whoever has a desire to keep his life will have it taken from him. And whoever gives up his life because of me in the good news will keep it. It's going to be a lot of people's lives taken from them. When they stand before Jesus and he say, depart from me. And it's also in verse 36, so what profit has a man if he gets all the world with the loss of his life. What it profits it you to be rich, famous, out of her character, you know, had an idea this, an idea that, and you stand before him and he say, depart from me. You workers of iniquity, I knew you not. I come from a very highly educated family. On my mother's side, of the family is very educated. And one of the things God showed me years ago, he told me, and he told me this when I was getting my bachelor's, because I have a master's. So this was before, you know, this was in my bachelor's stage. Holy Spirit told me years ago, he said, get an education. He said, don't let an education get you. And I said, whoa, I said, that's profound. Because a lot of people rock on, oh, well, I got this and I got this. So I have multiple people on that side that have doctorates. And so doctorates. I have people who've achieved things that paved the way for other Black people to get. I have someone in my family that has had a Fulbright scholarship. I've had more than one of them. And if anybody in the scholarly department, if you anyone that knows about scholarly achievements and the stuff like that, that's very hard to get. I had a relative that spoke in Budapest. And they spoke as an educational speaker there. And they was the first Black person to ever speak educationally in Budapest. I've seen a lot. I've known a lot. And so, I look at a lot of different things and I'm like, Lord, God has had to deal. He's always dealt with me with that over the years about how he was like, he said, I want you to have education. He the one that made me go back to college because I sat out for a while. And he was like, no, I want you to get these degrees. Then when I got them, I was like, well, Lord, what's the purpose of them? I said, what is the purpose? And some of those purposes was people he wanted me to meet. Some of the purposes were there was things that he had been showing me that when I got off in the educational arena, I saw it firsthand, some of the stuff he was telling me about in the spirit realm. There's a lot of different things I learned from it. So, you know, everything is not always what you think it is.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? And neither one of my degrees have anything to do with theology. God was like, no. Matter of fact, my master's is in, is in liberal arts. So, you know, the school that I was at, that I got my master's in liberal arts, I was able to get off into some classes that had to do with, you know, theology. I graduated from Dallas Baptist University. So, you know, I was able to, you know, get into some other classes. You know, when you have a liberal arts degree there, you can pretty much do all you want to do. I think it's like three basic classes that I had to take, and then I could take whatever. So the rest of my other classes was in religion, you know, within religion. Because, you know, I'm like, well, yeah, you know why I'm here. Why not? You know, why not enjoy some biblical classes? When I was in those classes, the things that God had told me, a lot of things that he told me, I was like, I saw it firsthand. And I'm going to tell you something that I realized even more so than anything else. The Lord was like, you know, so let me break this down to you. Both degrees, because I told you I sat out of school for a while. I started out in my bachelor's when I first graduated from high school. I went away from home and went right into college. But then I sat out for years. I came back home and sat out for years. So by the time I actually got my bachelor's, I was already a pastor. I was already a pastor, so to let you know that by the time I got my master's, matter of fact, I just got my master's just a couple years ago. About four years ago. So you got to understand something. I was already a pastor. The Spirit of God dealt with me about a whole lot of things that I saw. And it's a lot of things that disturbs me to the core of my being, but he's always dealing with me about how this is the reason why the church is in the state that it's in. There is a lot of compromising of the gospel. There is but people are not trying to reach to the place that God wants them to reach to in the spirit realm. The spirit realm is very important. If you do not operate where God wants you to operate, in the spirit realm, you'll never produce what he wants you to produce here in the earth. Because there are some things that's not going to be revealed to you unless you in the spirit. And so he's like, he said, what profit a man? So, you know, we got this thing that's going on that, you know, the Lord is talking about. And he's asked a question. He said, the question he had me to ask, he's like, is it about the happy life? Or is it about the life about the truth about Jesus Christ and his return? Anybody would like to answer that question? Anybody like to answer that question as to why you think a lot of people choose the happy life over the truth of Jesus Christ and his return? Anybody can answer that question. I'm opening up the lines. Well, all right. I see nobody want to participate on today, so I guess I'll turn it over to Prophet Junior, see if she got any announcements, and then I'll pray us up out of here. There's some things I want to pray about.
His return. She's asking why people really into the happy life or his return. Am I correct?
People are more into the happy life.
Yeah, my question was, why do you think people are more into the happy life versus the truth about Jesus Christ and his return?
Because some people don't think that he's real, and they think that they just want to live their life, but some of them don't understand that he's on his way.
Okay, that's a good answer. All right, thank you.
She tell you what?
Is it Delisha?
Sorry. Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I saw you. Okay. You want to answer the question?
No, ma'am. I hit the button by accident. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. All right. Anybody else? All right, they ready for your prophet, Junior. Oh, Kanisha, did you have something to say?
Oh, yeah, I was getting ready to say, I think a lot of people choose it because it would mean change for a lot of people, and a lot of people don't want to change.
That is truly a good way to look at it. Actually, can I be honest with you? That's the way I look at it. Because of the fact that when you start talking about the truth about Jesus Christ, then there's a mirror that's dropped. And we have to look in that mirror. Y'all remember that song Michael Jackson sung years ago, looking at the man in the mirror?
Mm-hmm.
And in the song, he talking about a man asking him to change his way. Man, I'll never forget, y'all. I was falling out laughing. He was on one of those award show. Y'all, he got so caught up in that song that he was down on the ground. And I said, Lord, this man acting like he having an experience in church. And the Lord was dealing with me. He said, but you got to understand, listen to the words of the song. He's talking about the man in the mirror. He said, because when you start really looking at yourself in the mirror, and he started talking about the question about changing his ways, that's some powerful stuff. And so, you know, we see that when we're looking at that. Prophet Junior.
I'm doing milk.
Y'all give her a second. She's assisting my grandniece. Oh, okay.
Janaya said a lot of people have too much fun living in sin.
Oh, well, that's true. That's true. I mean, you wouldn't see it unless it was enjoyable. You know, that's a thing that people say, well, I don't like what you're doing. But, you know, like what they're doing, but the truth about it is enjoyable. That's why we do it. Go ahead.
Okay, as you all know, if you are paying your tithes and your offerings, you go to www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. That's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button, and that's how you pay your tithes and your offerings. If you're a visitor today, and as you would if you were sitting in a church service, you give an offering, you would go to that same web address, www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Click on the send a donation button to send an offering. If you don't have a church home and you'd like to do your tithes and your offerings, you could do it there as well. As you all know, past appreciation is upon us. And so some of you, I want to thank you all for completing what has been asked of you and to continue to give. Some of you have not even began. If you need to contact me, you can. Those of you know how to contact me can. If you're paying on your pastor appreciation or your pastor C, you know the avenue. The members know the avenue to be able to do that on. If you have any questions for me, you can contact me. And I thank you all.
All right. Father God, we just come before you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, I come lift up your people that's on this service on today, Lord God. Those who have stayed to the end, Lord. Father, I pray a special blessing over them today, Lord. Some, Lord God, are in need of spiritual healing, Lord. And Father, I pray, Lord God, for your healing, your spirit, your healing anointing to just begin to rest in them. Some need a healing in their heart, God. Some need a healing in their mind, Father. And I pray in the mighty name of Jesus that your healing anointing will begin to manifest in their life, Lord God. Lord, there's some, Lord God, that need a breakthrough, Lord. Father God, I see those that need a financial breakthrough. There's some that need some doors opened up for them, Father. And I just pray that you will open up the doors right now in the name of Jesus. Lord God, I see someone, Lord God, on the line that you're dealing with about getting a promotion, Father. And I pray right now, to Father God, that you remove every hindrance out of the way, Lord God, for that promotion for them, Lord God. And that, Lord God, they will not be slow in hearing the word come back to them, Father God. And that, Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus that when they get promoted, that, Father, they will compensate them financially very handsomely, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, because they got some things that's on their plate, Lord God, that's in their lives that's going on, and they need an increase, Father. And so I'm asking you for that increase for them even now in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Father, there's someone that's on this line that, Father, you have told them to be a blessing to me, Lord God. And I don't know what you told them to do or how you told them, but because they've made it up in their mind that they was going to do it, they just don't have the money to do it right now, Lord God. I ask that, Father, you will open a door for them, Lord God. Father, I pray right now in the name of Jesus, just because they had a heart to do it, your scripture says just like they've already done it. Because they had a heart to do it. And just because they had a heart to do it, Lord God, I pray, Father God, for a supernatural increase in their life in the name of Jesus. That, Lord God, that they won't just give what they want to give to me, but Father, they would get something for them that would be abundant in their life and that would set them in course of what they need to do, Lord, in the name of Jesus, in their own personal life. Now, Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I just thank you right now for that money being released into their hands, even now in the name of Jesus. Now, I see there is one person God is showing me for sure that there is, but there is another person. You got something in your heart in that direction. So I'm asking God to bless you too. And so, Lord, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus that, Lord God, that you would just begin to move by your spirit. And I thank you. You said in your word that whatever we give in the name of a prophet, we shall receive a prophet's reward. Now, Father, I lift up those on the call, Lord God, who are tithe payers in this ministry, who are faithful tithe payers in this ministry, Lord God. I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you said in your word that if we brought our tithes and our offering into the storehouse, that there would be meeting your house. And you told us to prove you here with saith the Lord of hosts. If you would not open the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing, then we would not have room enough to receive. So, Father, we stand on your word today and we come proving you like you told us to do in your word, Lord. And so we ask that you will manifest yourself in that area in their life, Lord God. You know where the devourer is in their life. You know what the enemy is trying to do, Lord God. And so, Lord God, we just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, we just thank you, God. Cover your people as we go into these dark times, oh God. As we go into these times, it's already been set, Lord God. But Lord God, it's also for a spiritual victory for your people, God. But Lord God, there's gonna be things that's going on in Jesus' name. Amen. I don't know why he didn't let me get into the rest of the stuff that he was talking to me about. I guess it's gonna be next week, because I guess it's the time frame, because we at an hour. So I guess he's gonna let me get into some of that stuff on next week. So, but I want you all to know that
weeping and do it for a night, but joy comes in the morning.
Yeah.
And you stand on the word of God and see what he does. If you need prayer, y'all know y'all can pray. Y'all can send y'all text your prayer request in to 214-507-3626. Again, that's 214-507-3626. I will pray for you. If he tells me to call you, I'll call you and pray for you. And so if you want to go on the website is www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. Again, that's www.wearemorethanconquerors.com. If you want to go on the Facebook page is We Are More Than Conquerors Outreach Ministries Incorporated. Again, that is We Are More Than Conquerors Outreach Ministries Incorporated. And once again, I want you to know that I love you and that I'm praying for you and I'm hoping the best for everyone, because I truly believe in my heart that those who are walking by the Spirit, that even as things are going on around the world, that God is going to keep you. Like he gave us a word before the beginning of the pandemic. Look, he honored his word. And I'm telling you, Prophetess Junior and I just on this past week got to see some of the effects of that, of what he has said. We got to see with our physical eyes some things that have went on that God covered us in. And so we was like, God, we know you're true to your word. And so I'm just grateful to God. I'm grateful to God for his people and what he's going to do for his people, because even though the hour is going to get dark and it's going to get a lot darker on this earth, don't be deceived. It's going to get worse. And so even as it gets worse, know that the safest place is in the presence of God. It's being in his presence, being up under the shadow of the Almighty. That is the safest place. And if you dwell in the secret place of the Most High and abide up under the shadow of the Almighty, you will be all right. And so I just bless the Lord for you, and I speak blessings over your life, and I love you as I end the call.